My name is Agnieszka Tadej, and I'm today's 27th of March 2021. We're both in London, but we're speaking on a Zoom call. And today we'll be talking to Basia Klimas. So I would like you just to start maybe telling a little bit about yourself.
Hello. Thank you very much for inviting me. I thought I'd mention, I'd talk about my costumes first, because there is a wealth of them. Polish folklore is very rich in terms of a variety of costumes and as well as dances and songs. So running a dance group, you have to be prepared to acquire or make many costumes, because every region is danced in a very different sort of costume altogether. So we've brought a few samples up from my costume room, which is tiny. Everything is held in drawers and boxes in sliding cupboards. Every time we want to reach something, we have to take sliding cupboards out of the room, boxes out of the room, in order to reach behind to other costumes. It's a jigsaw puzzle, really hard work. So we brought a few up into my study. And to help demonstrate these costumes, I've asked my husband to be here, my wonderful English husband. Jervis, would you like to stand up? And if you stand a little bit lower so we can see your face as well.
Hello.
He's Jervis. And Jervis wow. is a wonderfully supportive husband, as you can see, he must be, in order to help. If you come back, Jervis, sorry. Jervis is wearing a Kraków costume. The Poland is most known for a costume from the city of Kraków. If you turn around, Jervis, to show them, you don't have to have your arm out. Turn around from the back. The back is split so that they can sit on a horse comfortably. Yeah. He's wearing a white leather belt with studs and jangles on the side, which make a noise when they're dancing. The hat, if we get lower. The hat, a very typical traditional patriotic red hat with many feathers on the side. And because it's a wedding party, they're always then accompanied with ribbons from the flowers, from the feathers. So he's wearing a Kraków costume, which is Poland is traditionally known by. Jervis, would you pass the first Kraków costume of a girl? So to go with that, we have a selection here. So that this is a bodice, a traditional bodice, from Kraków, comes with a beautiful blouse, of course, and a skirt with flowers, and an apron. This particular one has an apron made of lace. And if you bring the other one out instead, Jervis, you'll notice that Jervis is wearing a red ribbon around his neck. The red ribbon is important because it wards off evil. All the Polish costumes have red ribbons at the front. This is a different Kraków costume. This costume is from Eastern Kraków. You can wear a flower skirt, mostly flower skirts. This one usually has white skirts with it. And a very different green bodice. Can you turn the back around, please? Again, very different. And if you just put that one back and bring out the blue sequined one instead. Let me hold this one for you. Okay. So Jervis is actually wearing a costume which is partially from Eastern Kraków. See, again, a very different bodice. If you turn the back again. Very nice bead embroidery, not embroidery, but bead applique and some sequins as well. Thank you, Jervis, put those back. The girls also wear red ribbons, again, warding off evil. But one of the other things that they wear, which you'll see at the very end, is red beads. Now, the red beads are very important for a girl because they denote her dowry. So the more red beads she has, the richer she is. And there are many Polish songs that sing about mama, tata, please give me a string of beads, but a very long string of beads to show that you love me as your daughter. So that was a dowry with a proper string of beads, which were made of coral, probably imported from the Red Sea, because there was that trade route up to the amber trade route. You could buy a cow with it, or you could buy two cows or whatever. So that was there. The next costume, Jervis, please. I think you're going to have to move the thing along. Now, this is very different. Turn the bodice first. This is a costume of the nobility. This is a girl's costume with slash sleeves. She wears they can be various, but she'll wear a white blouse through here, and the sleeves would normally be like this, but they're slashed open, as they were in medieval times, with fur trim and a skirt that would go with it underneath down to her ankles or thighs, their calves, sorry. Thank you, Jeff. That's the girl's costume. Then there is the boy's costume, the men. They would wear, these costumes, by the way, are used mostly for the mazurka or the polonaise. This is made out of velvet. Okay, so he's wearing slash sleeves again. Here are his sleeves, but they're slash open, as you could imagine in the time of Leonardo da Vinci, his time. Sometimes at the back, they're held together like that, or often they're just let loose. Round the waist, I haven't brought it here, it's down. I have it downstairs in my room, they wear a beautiful wide belt with which is dropped down to the side, tied and dropped down to the side. And for that, can you put that back, Jervis, while I'm doing that? For the girl's costume, it's even finished off, again, that square hat with a lovely hat for the girls. And the boys, thank you, Jervis, this is fun. A beaver hat with pheasant feathers. So thank you very much. The next costume, Jervis, is from Lublin, Eastern Poland. Again, what a difference. This is a boy's costume. The boy's costume is white shirt with red ribbon, black trousers. Of course, there are black boots to go with it. And this isn't embroidery. This is applique. If I can just bring it a bit closer to the there. So it's applique. So you start off with lots of colored ribbons and some fringing. Then you lay a black felt piece of material on top, where you cut out little diamonds to show off the different colored ribbons underneath. Very unusual. But the other thing that's lovely are the belts. So they wear a white shirt and then belts. These are belts which I made personally from the historical atlases of costumes. So these are different from the ones you can buy nowadays, all very different with sequins. Again, you've got these little seeming to be insets on this particular belt, but decorated very differently from the front. Often the belts you buy nowadays look very much like that, but I did the old way. So there we are. That's the boys' outfit. Now the girls, Lublin. By the way, I made all of these Lublin costumes except for the boys' jackets. Okay, so put that on top. Yeah. So again, you've got a different bodice to the Kraków costume. And on the back, if I can turn it around to the back, very simple, and turn it around again, but very flattering. And these will come in different colors, different applique braids. The skirt is a double skirt, very deep, very long, very heavy. This will weigh at least 2 kilograms. Many ribbons, obviously a big petticoat underneath as well. And this overskirt is actually called an apron, zapaska. And it doesn't necessarily do up at the back, but some of them do. And they come in contrasting colors. Could you show the other costume? This is one of the Lubelska costumes that I made. The other one is a different color combination. Oh, it took me hours to decide which colors should go with which colors, which braids to go with which braids. Can you show them as a set again? Again, a different combination. Pink with purple. Now, which braid should I put next to which braids? And they're over here as well. But we got there in the end. Thank you. I'll hang them up. And what's the next costume? Bring your thing up because I can't see, Joe. Can you move it along? Yeah. Thank you. You've been very patient.
Just a bit too far.
Okay, this is, put this back in a moment. This is Rzeszów costume, Southeast Poland. My favorite dances from Rzeszów. Very exciting. And interesting pompons at the back. Again, we've just got a nice little split at the back to lay nicely, especially if you're on a horseback or sitting. Trousers. They have an interesting embroidery on the upper thigh, which shows once underneath the coat here. And the belts. You saw the boys, Kraków, had big white leather belt. Well, not so much the white leather belt. This is also a leather belt, but it has different type of jangles. It has, can you see there? It has chain. Very different, but well, not very, but are different. And if you put that back, then we look at the girls' costumes.
would it also make a sound? Why?
No, they don't make a sound, but the Krakow ones definitely do, and it's important that they do. The girls' costumes. So you've got a single coloured skirt, a variety of colours with ribbons, an apron on top, which is embroidered, white apron embroidered. And then the bodice is a kabatka, not a gorset, but a kabatka, with long sleeves. Is there a back? Nice design on the back to make you look slimmer still. And at the front, again, appliqué braid, and also beading and sequins. And they come in different varieties. So you can show us the other one, Jovis, please. He's being so patient. Mind the Wabich man.
Yeah.
Okay, love that colour. And the combination of these two colours. This also has an apron, but I didn't bring that. So this is, again, very interesting applique. And on the back, and it does up like this. So it's completely closed. With a wide skirt and lots of aprons as well. Thank you. And next we have, we've gone down south to the mountains. This is the lower mountains of Beskidzhansky, where the men wear, they were shepherds, and they wear everything in wool, and they love their pompons, the front and the back. The trousers should be tight, white trousers, worn with these sort of shoes called kierpce. Okay, and socks on top of the bottom part of these trousers. This particular set of costumes has a long belt threaded through the waistband here, very long belt, never ends, which you wrap around your bottom, and then tuck into the waist. And it has to loop underneath your bottom. That's a mark of a really elegant man in that particular country, part of the world. However, very close to them in Beskidzhansky, another mountain area, where the men also wear jackets like this, but mostly blue jackets with red pompons, although they wear red as well, they would wear a different belt, also white trousers, but a belt such as this. Very heavy leather belt. This is a child's belt. Men's belts are bigger and heavier. That one back again, please. All right. And then we'll go on to central Poland for Opoczno. Oh, and Jovis is finding it very hard to lift it up because it weighs 2.5 kilograms. Then add the apron, the petticoats, then add the boots and the blouse. So we're talking about 3.5 or 4 kilograms to extra to lift a girl when you're dancing. So these I didn't make, but I did make a few aprons, not this one, but I have made a few aprons from bits of material that I have managed to purchase. Otherwise, these come in different colours, very big, very heavy. When you're dancing in them and you're twirling, because of the weight, they're very heavy to stop your twirling. And also to be lifted, it's very hard work for the boy, but it's fun. So that one can go back. Comes with lovely blouses, of course. Am I making a noise with my chair?
No, it's okay. Good.
For the central Poland, you've got Opoczno again. The men also wearing woolen costumes, also woven in different designs. So that has blue background, pink, white, and purple, and dark blue. And this is a pink one. But these little jackets, which are waist length, again, they also come in different color combinations. They like to be contrasting colors as well. And this is Opoczno is a very vital, energetic area with lots of twirling and dances called oberki. Another one, you see a different combination, green and this is also a dark blue, dark pink, but there we are. And we're nearly there at the end of that set. Oh, is that the end of that one? Oh, now that's a surprise, isn't it? It's a flapper dress. Why on earth do we have a Polish flapper dress? Well, one of the sets of costumes that my dance group does is, one of the sets of dances that they do, songs and dances, is from Lwów, which is now called Lviv, which is now in Ukraine, but was a very important part of Poland. And these are sets of very famous sets of dances and songs from the 1920s and 30s, before the First World War. I created all of the dresses. Each one is different, based on the same style, but each of the dresses is different and a different color. Some have sleeves, some have a V shape, some a round neck, some are fringe with layers like this. Others have a different style of skirt. Thank you, Jervis. And for the boys, I went around all the charity shops to find waistcoats and caps and the sort of trousers they would have worn and the shirts they would have worn. So that's the men's. Then we have Wawit. Although I didn't make these costumes, I did actually have to alter some of the girls' costumes. Look at the lovely design of the, can you see the design of the,
yes, I can.
On the shirt, on the cuff, but also on the neck there. And of course he's wearing a red ribbon, we now know why. And with that, he should be also wearing
a hat
like this. I didn't show you a similar hat, which is with the Rzeszów costume. As you can see, it's similar. Sorry, wrong one. This belongs to him, to Wawicz, and this belongs to Rzeszów. So very similar, but different decorations. Okay, so his tie, his sash. Or belt has to have a special way of it needs to be worn in a special way. In this case, like a little ribbon over at the top and then hanging down. We can't do it very well on this particular mannequin, but you get the idea. So, black jacket. The trousers are
long
leather, wool woven into stripes, and very exciting costumes. Very exciting. Dances, and Orlenta love the set of costumes and enjoy these dances as well. I don't know which they enjoy more, actually, the Rzeszów or Poczno. They enjoy all of the dances. You put move this back very carefully. And now behind me, I'm making a noise, I'm sorry. Behind me, we have the girls' costume. Can you see from there all right?
I can see.
Do I need to bring it closer?
No, yeah, I can see it now.
Right, so we have beautifully embroidered bodice at the front, that's on velvet. And on the back, the embroidery is also very lovely. And again, all the embroideries are different. Each girl would have had a different plan of how she would embroider her outfit. The skirts, as you can see, again, this weave of multicolored weave. Can you see that?
Mm. Yes.
And at the bottom, wonderful embroidery, hand embroidery of beautiful roses. So as you turn it round again, the apron, again, the same sort of weave, decorated in the middle, but also embroidered roses on the bottom here. And the blouses, two different types of blouses. I've got the blouses that are short like this, which are more popular now, again, with the embroidery on the sleeves. And this is, a lace, an anglais. It's called an anglais, lace anglais. And again, it's hand pulled, beautifully done. More embroidery. They wear headscarves. Mostly, well, they're a variety. Girls wear either this hat for the mazur and the polonaise. But also, if you could bring up, yes, the flowers. This is a Kraków headdress, flowers. That's usually just for tying up. It can have ribbons, but it doesn't have to have ribbons. And this is traditional that you would wear with that first costume that I showed and that complements Jervis's costume. This, can you see it's got beads hanging there? Can you see the beads?
Yeah, I can see a little one.
Yeah, this is a child's one, so it may not fit on my head. Wow. It's worn like a crown. The children love wearing them. They feel like princesses. So this is from Rozbark in Śląsk in South Poland. Again, different. They have different costumes as well. You put those back. Is there anything else I need to show from there? I'll just show that. just another very unusual headdress, again, from the children, from Kurpie. This is northeast Poland.
Was that for a boy or a girl?
A girl, yeah. I won't put it on because it won't look nice on me. It's too small anyway. That's all the costumes so far. Oh, thank you. This is a funny little hat. Can you see the blue tassels?
Yes, I can.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It's from Biłgoraj, again, eastern Poland. Biłgoraj, I didn't bring the rest of the costume up because it wouldn't have looked particularly interesting. The boys wear dark brown coats or white with a big skirt part. This I can see. Big skirt part, which flows nicely when they're dancing. But otherwise, they're dressed in a white shirt and white trousers with black boots. And the girls wear white skirts, white blouses with embroidery, red embroidery or blue embroidery here. And a white apron. It says very white, and a white apron with embroidery down the front as well, in red or blue or black. But it wouldn't have shown to be interesting on a hanger, so I didn't. Two more things I've been suggested that I show you that we have. Of course we have musical instruments in the group, but we also have various props. This is one prop. We have sword fighting with the little children, with the boys. The girls want to join in as well. But on stage, it's the boys who learn how to fight with each other in order to pretend to be soldiers who are going to, or knights, fighting against the dragon in Kraków. We also have a dragon, but he's in the Polish club at the moment. And the boys learn to do tricks with the chupagi, jumping over them with both feet. Swinging them around, pretending to fight with them, older boys, never with real chupagi. This is for much more senior people. And this all helps to bring up their, we've got a little picture here of three of our boys who are now joining the older group. All of these things, like the fighting with the swords or the chupagi, encourages the boys to feel manly and feel proud of their heritage. It's very important. And also for Orlenka, remember, all these people are just used to wearing trainers and just, you know, comfortable gear as they're walking around. And yet the number of times they've had to put on these costumes, don these costumes, and walk down the road to somewhere else in costume, and they're very proud of it. So it just makes them feel that... this Polish diaspora is something worthwhile to belong to. Well, I think that's it with the costumes. Jervis, you've been very kind. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. I wish I was growing up in your time so I could, take part in those.
When you have children, send them to me.
Okay, I will.
you can leave.
Thank you so much. That was... That was amazing.
It was a bit long, maybe. Sorry. You can always cut it down.
I hope we will use the costumes and everything which you have in your special room. Well, for the video and an exhibition, hopefully. Mm.